T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right. All right there, Woody. What do you got for us this morning?
All right, guys. This is a very interesting story. So I saw this on Twitter yesterday. A basketball player from Auburn, who has the university has a sponsorship with Gatorade, as I assume most universities have sponsorships with a sports drink.
Yeah, some sort of sport.
Gator or one. Power.
Yeah. Power. Yeah,
of course. What's the other one now? The other one is.
What was that water that Woody's Under Armour? Was it Under
Armour?
Body Armour. That was close.
There's Body Armour. Yeah. There's Powerade. There's Gatorade. Yeah, there's a lot of different sports drinks.
Yes.
Get that part. So this is really interesting here. So Alan Flanagan, who plays on the Auburn team, sends out a tweet. He says, leveling up your hydration game is to competing at the highest level, so I'm proud I've made the switch and announced my new partnership with Hydra Guard. I don't even know what Hydra Guard is. But anyway, the weird part of this is they are sponsored by Gatorade.
Can't do
and
it.
So he gives out, use the code AF10 at checkout. That's his initials, Alan Flanagan, to get at drinkhydraguard.com. Now, Darren Revell follows this up and says, and we have a new milestone in name, image, and likeness. Player for a basketball team in Auburn, which has a deal with Gatorade, signs with another sports drink. Quote, made the switch, has to make Gatorade think they should pay less, even if they have branding at games.
Uh-oh.
And by the way, Darren Revell is 1,000% right.
So there is
he not?
There's a lot of rules. There's very few rules.
Right.
But one of them that's in place is the universe. You got to get approved by the school. Like, hey, that's a big one. Gatorade's paying us a lot of money. Nike's paying us a lot of money. Adidas. Like, you can't go with the competition. They paid a lot to have us all. So, yeah, that's not going to fly.
I think what Revell was pointing out, and again, I don't think there's an issue with, like, if you're an Adidas school and you want to wear Nike stuff off the field and whatever.
Can't promote that, would he?
But here's the thing. He says made the switch, which means that he's not drinking it during the games. And he's not drinking Gatorade at all. So it really does kind of cheapen their sponsorship, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Right.
Sticky stuff here in the world of name, image, and
likeness. Well, hey, maybe the NCAA should have come up with a rule book about what you can and can't do with this.
Free-for-all is more fun.
Well, I know that. Right.
I like no rules better.
The commissioner of the SEC ripped the head of the NCAA for just being worthless.
He is.
There's one guy that's running the show now. Nothing against K-Sar, Blake James listening. The SEC commissioner.
Right.
Commissioner Sankey is now the big dog. Period.
Amazing.
He's a man.
Right.
And if you're not careful and you pop off, I might grab somebody out of your conference too.
Right. God, can he use that now? I guess he could.
What else you got, Wood?
All right, guys, keeping it in college football, and things continue to get stranger now as Barstool Sports is going to sponsor and exclusively air the Barstool Arizona Bowl. The Arizona Bowl takes place on December 31st. This past year's game had the MAC champion Ball State beat Montana Mountain West champion San Jose State 34-13. So it's going to be the same two conferences, the MAC and the Mountain West.
San Jose State, the Flying Bow Campers, right? Isn't that where he went to school?
Yeah, but
This is bizarre, though, because, by the way, they're also not only just going to have the naming on it, but they're gonna air it. They're going to put it on their stuff. I don't know if that's woof, but
if you got a lot of cash, you can do whatever you want right now.
No, I think this is actually pretty cool because, you know, again, I think this would make for probably an interesting broadcast, to say the least, for a game that I can't imagine many people want to watch.
They know what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
If you watch that, yeah, you're going to get some stuff, I would say, that's going to be outside the box. Yes.
The Barstool Arizona Bowl. Come on.
There might be some crazy-ass stuff going on there, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, I don't know if it's a conflict or not, but Barstool has been signing like thousands of athletes over the place. They just send them free crap.
I mean, that's unbelievable. What is going on? So
if you're a Barstool athlete, we'll send you free stuff.
Right. Free merch.
All right. The Madden ratings are starting to trickle out here.
Ooh.
If you've noticed this morning, they're going like position by position. They're starting to kind of come out as we go here. Couple of the wide receivers here, they got the speed ratings. There were 299 speed ratings. Any idea who they were, guys?
Tyreek Hill's got to be one.
Tyreek Hill's got to be one.
The other one is a little tougher. Second year.
CeeDee Lamb?
Close.
It's one of those dudes.
Second year guy, fast. Vegas.
What's his name? Henry Ruggs. That's it.
Marquise Brown, Hardman, and guess who got a 97 as well with those two others?
Got to be
Waddle.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Like, you know what's amazing? So ESPN's been doing their top 10 and promoting the Madden game, obviously. And guys get, whether arm strength or speed, seems to bother guys, right?
Oh, a lot of the ratings bother guys,
So I just get a kick out how much these guys care.
Because they play the game also.
It has nothing to do with... I'm just amazed. I guess you're right. It's that popular.
Well, Hassan Whiteside was like the one that got really upset about it. And his answer to like not being rated high enough was he was just going to be bad at basketball in real life and play down to his number. That was like his answer to the whole situation.
Did a good job of that.
You're a bad guy. You're going to be real lazy getting up down the court. You're a bad guy.
Right.
There were 299 overall players, by the way. This is only so far. There's only been a few positions done so far, but one – plays defense, and one is a receiver. Any idea who the 99 club members are?
It should be that defensive tackle for the Rams.
Oh, Donald,
yes,
right.
That would be one of them.
Yeah. What, 99 receiver?
Yes.
Oh, then it's got to be Green Bay.
Adams, yeah, it's got to be.
Devontae Adams.
That is correct as well.
Wow. He's the only receiver 99?
Man.
You are a Madden guy, Joe. You're Mr. Madden.
I just haven't played the game ever.
You have a video game system at your house?
No.
You know, like an Atari.
What do you think? I sit around with my wife and I and go, "You want to play Madden tonight?"
God, I'd love
that. I can't even get her to talk to me.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be a way to open up some conversation.
So right. She took me to.
Just got like the headset on playing with some dude in North
Dakota.
She
took me to the Chevy dealer. And I go, "You know, we haven't talked in days. I just realized," and I jacked up on coffee, legal. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Nah, I really don't have a lot to say to you." Like, it was very hurtful for her answer.
You all right?
It's not good.
Are you okay?
Things aren't good.
It seems right.
Things aren't great at home.
Speaking of video games, by
Has
the way.
Has she demanded a trade yet?
You mean 50% or just the trade?
Well, everything comes with the trade.
You know, that's one of the biggest things in memorabilia going right now is graded video games. Not even that old.
Oh,
if you have,
man,
I saw it.
There was a graded copy. It was like an unopened copy of Mario 64,
right?
And it sold for like $500,000.
I saw a Zelda game and like
all in the six figures. Right.
So
you have old Nintendo, even
N64. So
but they were. You got to remember these are sealed. These are not open.
Sealed.
Like yours were open. I'm assuming.
So a couple
for
years
kids.
Ago, my nephew came over and goes, "Uncle Joe, do you mind if all your stuff's just sitting here from all the old video games from the girls?" Can I take it? Remember, we used to bring when radio first started. They used to send us all that stuff.
Oh yeah, of course.
So I had all those games they sent us, and I said, "Take it all; it's yours."
That sucks, bro. That's going to cost you like 3 more years of work.
Yeah.
How about I find out my nephew
sold it all on eBay?
Sold it all and made like
$10,000.
$10,000. Yeah, that would hurt. I'd be glad for him.
Couple more for you here, guys. Zach might know about this. The rare Wu-Tang album. Do you remember this one?
What'd you say?
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
I thought you said
clan.
Pu-Tang.
No.
You're getting into my business. Pu-Tang. I thought he did.
Okay.
Just get into my business.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know he said, like, damn, we didn't ever heard you say? Talk about Putin before.
Oh, my God. That was
anyway.
Great. I need that. So 3-2-1. Start
there
that
is a. There is a. We talked about this many years ago in the headlines, I believe, but there is a rare Wu-Tang rap group, Method Man.
Right.
And others. Right. Who else is in Wu-Tang? ODB.
RZA, the GZA,
yeah,
Old
right.
Dirty.
I feel like you're doing, what is it, to Chappelle?
Right.
Anyway, there is a one-of-one album, which I don't know if anyone's heard this thing, but anyway, it's called Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, and it is there's only a one physical copy of this thing.
That's it.
It's worth like $1 zillion. So the guy who bought it is Martin Shkreli. You guys remember him, the pharma bro?
Oh, yeah,
he's the guy
I do.
Who jacked up the prices on all these different medicines for people that people needed to survive.
Right. Yeah.
And
okay.
Now he's rotting away in prison right now. And
jeez, Woody.
He owed the.
He didn't just go to prison.
Right,
he had to rot away
in prison. Right.
You get everything, call him a scumbag.
Well, I think his sentence speaks for itself. Right. But anyway, he's in prison right now, and he had to pay back the government a whole boatload of money. So. The government actually auctioned this thing off. They did it on their own. And I was unaware of the auction, but it went for over $2 million.
Right. Never before heard album by anybody. They made this album, and it got locked up.
It's in a very cool silver case.
Right.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if they're going to release this thing at some point. Speaking of album releases, did you guys see the Kanye West digs at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
I did see a picture.
He's got like a cot set up in the visitor's locker room.
Yeah.
Where he's apparently living.
He's still there?
Yeah, apparently.
Go back to that big pad he's got. What, in Montana? Montana?
I'm sure he's got more than
one. I'm sure he's got houses, but he's sleeping in a cot at the stadium.
Weird dude, man. We can all agree whether you think he's super talented and.
I got to tell you, I'm going to listen to this album.
Strange deal.
For sure. When he finally finishes this thing.
What, the Wu-Tang one?
Well, I'd like to hear the Wu-Tang one as well.
Yeah. What's the name of that group, Joe?
The Putangos. All right, man.
Joe lit up, man, when you said that.
Oh, man. I was like, damn, what?
He really did. He goes,
he lit
Putang?
Up.
What are we talking about now? All right, listen, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Bill Zito, general manager for the Panthers.
The great Bill Zito.
Boy, he has
at this
been,
point, last
he
two
has
years.
Been quiet and sensational. Talk about going about your job and being behind the scenes. Bill Zito, for a first-time GM, has just been unbelievable last year and this year, what he's been able to work with. Just fantastic stuff. Anyway, we'll have all that for you coming up here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.